Melody Hobson and Money Mondays. Melody is president of Arrow Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she's a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and here on the Tom Joyner Morning Show every Monday morning. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
And you're talking about Americans are growing their wealth.
Yeah, this is actually new data has come out. Great news. We know in the Great Recession, which happened during the financial crisis in 2009, household wealth plummeted for obvious reasons.
Now it's at an all-time high.
All-time high as of last.
Thank you, President Obama.
All-time high as of last quarter. It rose 2%. It's at $83 trillion, the highest level it's ever been.
And I know people who are buying houses.
Yeah, housing is a big reason for it. That's part of what is driving it. The improving housing market has been a big contributor to our wealth. Although, we still have the issue in the black community, our housing values, one, they're almost more important to us. They make up a bigger portion of our wealth than anything else and for comparable whites. But our houses don't go up as much. But housing is a huge part of it. In the fourth quarter alone, the value of Americans' homes rose $356 billion. So huge.
Uh-huh. And the stock market is up. I see Sybil is very happy these days.
Six-year bull market, meaning the stock market on fire.
Yes,
all of the major stock market indices are at all-time highs. So, you know, we're seeing, you know, that continue to be a great, great story. Stock and mutual fund portfolios last quarter alone gained $742 billion the final 3 months of 2014. The other thing stocks are doing, because people are saving money on gas, they're saving that money in their retirement portfolios. So that's also benefiting individuals in terms of the stock market.
But what about our gas stocks, the oil companies?
Those stocks have not done so well. The last 6 months have been a little tough for them, although this year we've seen some rebound in the last couple of months. But the six-month story there has been tough as oil prices have come down. But a lot of people have said they've bottomed, and we've seen some recovery from the lows, and I agree with that.
And what about those of us who are really feeling the positive effects of this but kind of wondering how long can this last?
Well, that's a good question because, as I said, stock market has been at an all-time high. A lot of people are benefiting, but not all, because stock ownership alone in this country is at an 18-year low.
Low, yeah.
18-year low. So there's a lot of people that in the Great Recession moved to the sidelines and have not benefited from the rebound that we've seen in things like the stock market.
Because they didn't want to suffer with y'all.
Well, no. Remember I told you it goes up and down over the long term.
I know.
If I'm running a marathon, it does not matter what I do at mile 18. The question is, how do I finish?
I know. But some of us don't want to go through that roller coaster. But those who did, like Sybil, are very happy today.
Check on your money, girl.
The biggest risk is not taking one when it comes to that. But to your question specifically, Sybil, you know, how long will it continue to go? That's the question. Some feel that the stock market has been, you know, running hard and maybe we'll take a breather. That's possible because, as you know, I say this all the time, it does not go straight up. But over the long term, I'm very, very confident in the U.S. stock market and the stock market around the globe. On housing, the housing story hasn't been on a tear as much as the stock market has, and people believe there's still a lot of room to run for housing to recover.
But right now, Sybil is sleeping well.
My hair is growing back.
Hair's growing back. She's looking good.
Come on, Sybil.
Got money, huh?
I'm hanging in there, Melody.
That's
because
good.
She took your advice.
I'm a buy and hold girl.
That's right. Well, if you are, your hair shouldn't be falling out.
No, it's growing back. It fell out.
I know, but it shouldn't have fallen out in the first place. If you're buy and hold, you're long-term confident.
Once I came off that window ledge, I was good.
Good. Glad we talked you off of it.
Thank you.
Good news, Melody. And with more on this, go to blackamericaweb.com.